The first station, Jesus is condemned to death. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you. Again, the high priest began to ask him, and he said to him, "Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed One?" And Jesus said to him, "I am, and you shall see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the power, and coming with the clouds of heaven." But the high priest tore his garments and said, "What further need have we of witnesses? You have heard the blasphemy. What do you think?" And they all condemned him as liable to death. The kings of the earth rise up. Jesus himself. Amen. third station. Jesus falls the first time. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you. If the world hates you, know that it hated me before you. If you were of the world would love as its own. Because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the words that I have spoken to you. No servant is greater than his master. If they have persecuted me, they will persecute you also. Why are you close to your head? And your arms are so close to the waters. The mind of Christ has fallen on me, and the mind of the Lord has fallen on me. I trod in my hand, and trampled in my heart. Their blood spurred in my arms, and I stayed in my heart closed. I opened the mouth, but there was no one to talk. I was appalled, and there was no one to use this sword.
Let us pray.
O God, to free us from sin and weakness, your Son, Jesus Christ, embraced his fearful passion and crucifixion. Strengthen us in our baptismal resolutions by which we renounce sin and Satan, so that through the passion of this life's sufferings, we might rise to the new life of joyful service, free from all selfishness.
The fourth station. Jesus meets his afflicted mother.
We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Now they were standing by the cross of Jesus, his mother and his mother's sister Mary of Pimpas, and Mary Magdalene.
When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple standing by whom he loved, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his home.
To what can I compare you, daughter of Joseph? What example can I show you through your mother, through your daughter's life? For great as this deed is of Christ, who do it humanly.
Let us pray. O blessed Lord, at your passion, a sword of sorrow pierced the loving heart of your mother, as Simeon had foretold. Grant that we look back on her sorrows with compassion, may receive the healing fruits of your sufferings.
Amen.
and they led him out to be crucified. Then they forced a certain passerby, Simon of Cyrene, coming from the country, to take up his cross. They brought Jesus to a place called Golgotha, a name, a place of the skull. With a loud voice,
thank you.
Seventh station, Jesus falls a second time. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you. It was our weaknesses that he carried, our sufferings that he endured. While we thought of him as stricken, as one struck by God and afflicted, but he was pierced for our offenses, crushed for our sins. Upon him was the punishment that makes us whole. By his stripes we were healed. We had all gone astray like sheep, each following his own way, but the Lord laid upon him the guilt of us all. Though he was harshly treated, give me life according to your word.
I declare my ways, and you answered me. Teach me your commands. Make me understand the way of your precepts, and I will meditate on your wondrous deeds. My soul weeps for sorrow. Strengthen me with your words. The Lord.
Thank you.
They crucified Jesus and the robbers, one on his right and the other on his left. And Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing.
Thank you.
they did not break his legs, but one of them opened his side with the lance. And immediately there came out blood and water. Joseph of Arimathea, because he was a disciple of Jesus, although a secret one for fear to fear the Jews, besought Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus. And Pilate gave permission.
Who lives and reigns forever with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit. Amen.